Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. The scripture said, "For our God is a consuming fire." Shall we read it together? One go. "For our God is a consuming fire." One more time. "For our God." One last time. Praise the Lord. The Lord we serve keeps revealing himself to us from time to time. And he keeps showing us his character, his operations. So basically, his nature or person. Then we also know his ways. And then we know his act. This is like a summary of how God wants us to know him. And when it comes to the way he functions, it's also tied to his person sometimes. And he says that he's a consuming fire. In Deuteronomy 4:24 as well, Moses speaking to the people said, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." So we can see that he keeps revealing himself to us from time to time. The last time when we met, we were talking about prayer and when you don't pray, what it means. Today we are talking about what it means to engage the nature of God. Of course, that one, you need faith. You need to believe. Then you receive Christ. You become a partaker of his divine nature. Then you need to know his ways. Praise the Lord. You know his ways by studying the word. And also seeking him to encounter him. He will show you his ways. Then you also have to know the way he operates. And are his ways. So his ways, his works. And when God is operating, sometimes he reveals himself as a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 9:3 shows us what it means for God to be a consuming fire. In fact, the verse 3 talks about it, but let's take it from verse 1. Deuteronomy 9 from verse number 1. It says, "Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak." Then he said, "Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God has cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee." Praise God. So here, we are seeing the Lord showing us what it means when the Bible says it's a consuming fire. And in what context God likes to show himself as a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. So if you look at verse 1, Deuteronomy 9:1, it says that you are to go over the Jordan and possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. cities great and fenced up to heaven. So clearly, God revealing himself as a consuming fire in our lives is to show that there are battles or situations or circumstances that are beyond our human abilities, and we need his supernatural help. And in unpacking it, it says that thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go and possess nations, seven nations God was giving them. He said, go and possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. So when there are nations greater and mightier than you, when there are situations, circumstances greater than your ability can handle, mightier than you can comprehend, the Lord loves to manifest himself as a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. Then again, he says that cities great and famous, so we are talking about nations, cities, but they are coming with a force. There are things that come at us or that are before us, is our next level, and the opposition is stronger than your ability. The opposition is stronger than your capacity. The opposition is stronger. He said, go and possess. Cross the Jordan and you are going to possess. But I'm telling you that if I don't come in to help you, you will not be able to possess it, because these nations are mightier and greater than you. And the cities are also great and fenced. Are you here with me? The spirit realm is a real realm. It's a practical realm. If you live your life as if there is no spiritual realm, you are just living your life to be defeated here on earth. Because the spirit realm is a real realm. And you live most of your life there, even than here in the natural. Your dominion or victory in that realm ensures your dominion here on earth. And many a times, Christians, we are very much fixated about our lives here, and we forget that the real engine room that makes us to succeed here is the spirit realm. So he's saying that in the spirit realm, there is a promise of the land that God has given you and I. But this land, you are going to face a fight. It's been promised you, it's been given you, but there is a fight. Promise does not insulate you, immune you, exempt you from battles. That you have a prophecy on your head. There is a prophecy over me. That there is a promise on your head does not isolate, insulate, separate you from battles. In fact, the promise is a sign that you are going to fight a battle. So many Christians don't get it. Why did the Lord promise me? He promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. Then he told them, he said that the nations that are there, they are greater and mightier than you. Why is he talking about strength? Why is he talking about battle? Why is he talking about power? Greater, mightier. Are you here? Quantitatively, qualitatively, you don't match them. You are not a match for them. But yet, he's promised you. The marriage is a promise, but there are battles. So, the takeoff is a promise, but there are battles. I'm telling you, too much. Long life has been promised you, but there are battles. Food crack can give you a battle. But he said, these nations, when you have been promised a land flowing with great children, a womb that is supposed to give birth to great children, there will be battles. It's not going to be a walk in the park. You have to prepare for war. Praise the Lord. Come on now. You have to prepare for what? You have to prepare for war. And normally we do the warfare not thinking right. One of the things God wants us to know is that the enemy is stronger than us naturally. Your natural self is not a match to the enemy. Number two, wherever God has promised to take you, those places have got barriers and hindrances. It says that the cities are great and they are fenced up to the heavens. So whatever God has given you, you have to have a mind that you must break through to take it. Praise the Lord. Come on. He said, the cities are fenced. When they got to Jericho, Bible said Jericho was fully fenced. None went in, none came out. He said, the cities, not one city, every city God is going to give you is not an open sesame. He said, a great and effectual door is open, but there are adversaries. Are you here with me at all? You can sometimes see an open door, but the arrangement around the door is an opposition. It's a barrier. Hello? Are you here with me at all? Yeah. So, it looks to me that Satan senses opportunities over promises and gives you a battle. He also senses that the place of your blessing will be the place of your struggles. It will be a place of your battles. So you need to make up your mind that you will fight, but not according to your strength. The battle, you must take the battle to a different dimension. Some of us are fighting battles in our realm. But your realm doesn't have power. This realm is a spoiler realm. When I say it's a spoiler realm, it's a collection realm. It's a harvest realm. This realm is not a realm for the battle. It says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. So this realm is the realm where we collect the rewards of the victories that we partner with the Lord to win. That is why if your partnership doesn't go well, you will see that because this is a harvest realm, you will find out that you don't have much to collect. Because the real battlefield is the spiritual realm. When you win there, your payment happens here. Are you here with me at all? Come on now, are you sure you are with me? You don't work in the bank if you are not an employee of the bank. You work wherever it is, and you go and collect your payment from the bank. Two of us. So the bank is not the fighting ground. It's just an administrative place to give you what you are is deserving of you. To give you what you have worked for. To give you the payment. Your real marketing is down somewhere. Your real work is done somewhere. I'm saying that the spirit realm is where you do all your work and transactions. And this place is where you collect after the victory has been won in the spirit realm. This is where you collect the baby. This is where you collect the job. This is where you collect the prosperity. Are you here with me at all? So if you don't win there, you'll be poor here. If you don't win there, you will not have much to collect here. And don't be deceived. Even if you don't work, there is welfare for you, but that welfare is an average sorting of your destiny. Say sorting. Bible says, God reigns on both the righteous and the unrighteous. And so, whether you are righteous or you are not righteous, there is some daily bread that is given to everyone. It's an average kind of life. But if you really want life to be the level God wants it to be, then you need to scale up. You need to be winning. You cannot collect government welfare and prosper. You have to work. Are you here with me at all? Prosperity comes by living above the average line of poverty. And if that will happen, then you need to work. So if you become a regular Christian, that life will delay you. It will be hand to mouth. And some people, they see hand to mouth as a very nice something. Sometimes you are in Ghana and somebody will tell you, oh, come to UK, come to America to do hand to mouth. But sometimes you are better off staying here, piling the prosperity, than going where, because some people hand to mouth is big for them. Are you here with me at all? Hand to mouth is bigger, but God has made you more than that. And for you to tap into the more than, I am more than enough for you realm, there must be some buttons you are pressing here and there. If you don't take control with your spiritual place, you are going to live an average life in your earthly realm. That's why he's telling them that you are facing nations mightier, greater, cities fenced. And the reason why they are fenced is because there is treasure inside. The opposition you are facing is an indication of treasure ahead. That's why Satan doesn't use gun on you. He's interested in convincing you to give up. Interested in convincing you to boycott the project. Because when you see fence everywhere, when you see barrier everywhere, then you tell yourself it's not possible. Then you turn back. Once you turn back, treasure is intact. So when you see opposition, when you see adversaries, it's a clear indication that something great is ahead. Are you here with me at all? Come on, are you sure you are here now? Boy, oh boy, are you sure you are here? Yeah. When you hear siren, three things must come to mind. Either they are carrying a dead body, carrying a sick person for emergency, or a dignitary looking for an easy way to go and perform a function, possibly on behalf of the people. So question I want to ask right now is, the reason why they give certain arrangement around the ambulance, the entourage of dignitaries is because of the thing involved in the matter. Either greatness is involved. Are you here with me at all? Or the matter has finished. This is the end of the matter. So you will see the motorcade and all of that, and you know you can be carried. When you see motorcade, the traffic rules say that park and let them pass. Something heavy is coming. Are you here with me at all? That's why it is coming in a motorcade. That's why it's coming with a siren. Not everyone can use a siren. So the alarm, it's a sign that something heavy is coming. When you start having some alert on your spirit, huh? Or you start seeing police people around, you see policemen, or you say, what's happening here? Because when nothing is happening, they won't show up. So when you see opposition, it has to tell you that, Charlie, maybe they have discovered some gold there. They have discovered some treasure there. That's why they are showing. When you, battles are indication that mantle has dropped for somebody. And you need to collect the mantle to overcome the battles so that you can take delivery of your goods and then your blessings. If you are here, say, I am here. That's why don't run away. When you see opposition, when you see fine cities, don't run. Tell somebody, be resolute with the Lord, in the Lord. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, be resolute, be resolute. Be strong on ground. You have to break through. Caleb came and told Moses that the Lord promised us this land. And boy, the giants are there, but give me this mountain. If you want to possess a mountain, you should be ready to fight giant. The reason why your business is a dwarf It's because you are not ready to fight some spiritual battles. And normally when we are fighting a spiritual battle, we have a wrong perspective about it. Look at it. Verse 2 says that a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? So first of all, no serious enemy will be described with a mere description. That's why sometimes you will hear they say cancer. It's a serious enemy. It tells you that pay attention. A real enemy doesn't have a normal description. These ones, they said, the Bible said, they are great and tall. They are what? Great and tall. Great and tall because they also have capacity to defeat. I'm telling you, a Christian, if you joke, demons will be great over you. The enemies will exhibit their great. When Hezekiah was faced by Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, he told Mordecai his resume of victories. How he had conquered from nation to one nation to another to another. And then he said, you people, what are you before me? You are nothing before me. Go and ask. So the announcement this evening is that you are not the only one with the capacity to conquer. The enemy is great because he's been conquering from before. And if you play, it will put you down. It's great and tall, not only in the spirit, but visibly he will show you that it's a tall enemy. It's a tall order. Nothing great comes like that. So, he said, they are the children of the anarchy, children of giants. But the Bible is saying that when you see giant, great and tall, you have to come to the point where you know that this is not new. He said, I know that thou knowest, you know them, you have seen them, you have heard of them. The devil cannot be devilier. Bible calls it that old serpent. Devil, he can come in different style, but his power is still the same. He will not grow bigger, he will not grow stronger, he will not grow wickeder. Devil is devil. Are you here with me at all? Thou knowest, you ought to know now that the devil is your adversary. Sometimes you have an encounter and you are shocked. Why are you shocked that when you got the contract, your kidney was trying to shut down? Why are you shocked? This is typical signature of Satan. Jesus said that the Son of Man came that he might destroy the works of the devil. If Christ is working, devil must work. Spirits work. So small thing, then the believer is shocked. It's like the Western thing has entered us. What a surprise. Oh my God. Oh my. Wow. So we said, who is yours? Why you read? Small thing now, then you are shocked. Small thing now, then you are surprised. He said that the children of Anak, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard, even if you didn't know them, you need to come with a posture of, I am here to receive fresh revelation. Yeah. Because the Spirit is speaking. Jesus said that whoever listens to you is listening to me. Whoever hears your voice is hearing me. As I'm talking right now, you are hearing the voice of God. How do you tap into the consuming fire operation of Jehovah? The devil will come boasting. Who can stand before the children of Anak? Please, the devil, he comes with a particular reputation. And his reputation is that he is a deceiver. His reputation is that he will tell you what he can do. And you should know what your God can do. Because both God and the devil, they like to market their abilities to mortals. I am the Lord thy God. Hello? Satan's people come and say, hey, we are strong. Who can stand before us? So somebody would, you know, some of us, we are very funny. You are there and they will call you from where I come from. And they say that, oh, this thing killed this person. Killed this person. Killed this person. Killed this person. Then the thing is looking very big in your eyes. Bible says that greater is he that is in us. Catch you say, the great people in my family, they started dying before 40. My mother cried, your name said, I can't bear 2 months or so, man. And a few weeks, my name is 40. And I show. No, my name is so, sir. And you're going to feel in a battle. Hello? I was watching one service like that. The young man said that in his house, all the men, before they die, they fall down. And where you fall, if you fall on your left, it means that you have some number of days. All of that is less than 1 month. If you fall on your right, maybe your right is 3 weeks. If you fall on your left, it's 2 weeks. So most men who die in the family, they join their funeral preparation. Because once they fall to their left, they know it's 2 weeks. I say, what this is kadrona akukono so ebro mi ansa. When you say kian kian, where they are ready, we go. So most of them, they plan. His parents, all of them, many people. Then he came to church. They all die at a certain age. He came to church and learned that greater is he that is in me. And the church, they were not only talking theory, they were practicalizing it like what we are going to do tonight. Zukwala kuafata kuakwata katakaya. Ishakra katala kuatala. The father fell, left, same. The uncles, all of them, and got his time. He fell, rose, continued. Are you here with me at all? You have to become a commando. As for the devil, he will tell you, who can stand before the children of Anak? Satan is coming with a particular, you know, concept to sell to you that you are no match to him. And you have to accept the battle knowing that greater is he that is in me. Your faith in Christ is what gives you power. Bible said this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Are you here with me at all? He said, nobody gives birth. All the women in the family, he becomes, hey, whether it's whatever it is, fibroid, PCOS, barrenness, whatever, you have to know that God will not stay in the same womb with barrenness. Your case is different too. That amen is all coming. I said, your case is different. You have to know that your case is different. Your village witches or the demons in the city, they are still not a match to the God living inside of you. So Satan likes to paint a picture. That's why he will give you different dreams, different experiences, different encounters. He's trying to let you know that, Charlie, you lost before you started the battle. And normally, if you like boxing, the boxers that talk trash, they get knocked out. When you talk trash, he's trying to intimidate you. Satan will try to intimidate you by the things he will say. He will show you how, you know, he will show you. All of a sudden, you'll just be seeing many people whose kidneys have been knocked down. Kidney gone, kidney gone, kidney gone, kidney gone, kidney gone. Then you are there now. When you wee now, you are okay. It's like my wee has changed color. It's like, is my kidney working or not working? Even when you go and run tests and they say, oh, your kidney is functioning very well. You say, no, I don't feel well. I don't, hey. Look at someone say, hey. It's like these days, you know, my lips are very dry. My lips are very dry. Dry lips. It's a sign. It's what sign? We overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Ay. Say, I overcome the sign. I love what Jesus said. He said, when you see all these signs, I still want to tell you that the end has not come. Tell someone, when you see all these signs, the end has still not come yet. Tell someone, my end has not come. My end has not come. Bad devil. You'll be playing with your mind and your body. I'm dying. No. To be man, this is so sad. It's like, oh, baby, this year they are quite being so big. This year they can be as well. I say it's sealed, done and dusted. Yeah, it'd be crap. Recently, when I was coming from UK, in the cabin, there was a woman, the cabin next to me. She said that when she and the husband, they are traveling, they always renew their will. And they send copy to their children. This thing is here, this thing is here, this thing is here, this thing is here, this thing is here. As if when they are going, they won't come back. Devil is a bastard, though. I think this message is for somebody. It's a bastard every time. I said, why do you do that? Especially if the journey is by flight. It's like, maybe we won't come back again. It's when you're serious. And painful at the same. But that is what the devil can do. Some families scramble, they don't take blame together. So that when some die, some will remain. That's why they can travel the same night. One is on BA, one is on KLM. I don't know. I feel like praying, but I feel also like preaching. Hey, look at the third verse so that we can pray. God says, when you are seeing all these things, verse 3, understand therefore this day. When? This day do what? Maintain your work. This day do what? Understand this day that all these conditions preceding what I'm about to say have been taken care of. Understand that marriage you have not married, it's not the end of the matter. Understand this day. That divorce does not mean that you will not marry again. And you will need desire seated in the will of God. If you pray according to my will, know that I hear you and I answer you. And you will need desire. And you will need, hey! Understand this. It is understand 2027. This day. Be convinced. This conviction is bringing you power. Have faith this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. You know, go to verse 1. Let me show you something. He said, hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day. What is the functional statement there? Pass over what? I can't hear you. Pass over what? When? This day. So the activity there is that you are going to have to pass over Jordan today. Verse 3. Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. You are supposed to go over the Jordan, but I want you to know that you are not going on your own legs. God is going over the Jordan that will give you the permission, the access, the capacity to also be able to go over. Whatever he doesn't go over, you don't go over. But if he went over, no devil will keep you at the bank. Because he has gone over, you will not stay back. Am I preaching to somebody now? He has gone over the visa. No devil in that cage will be able to refuse you. That Jordan God has already gone over. He has already gone over. Are you shouting amen or you are being diplomatic? Tell someone, God has gone over. God has gone over. Already he has gone over my health, my marriage, my family, the pregnancy. Has gone over. Come on now, say he has gone over the finances. He has gone over the barrier. He has gone over. Therefore, I will possess. He said, go over and possess the land. The activity that you have been asked to do, you do it in the Lord. If you like, you do it with the Lord. Paul said, I live and move and have my being. My life is hid in Christ, in God. I am inside. When God goes over, I have gone over. That's why when you are going to say, pass. You are a traffic conductor. You have the authority to conduct. Hey, you stop. You pass there. You pass there. Because you have been given the authority by God, who has already gone over. So all you are doing is you are using that authority to enforce his going over for you to go over. Yes, anchor. Things will run over you. But because he went over, nothing will run over you. They say you'll be buried. Except our God does not go over the barrenness. That's why he went to Abraham was complaining. And he said, I don't know.
We have left the realm of pleasure.
What is the correlation between that and giving birth? He said that, oh, you know, all that there is, all that makes women have pleasure to, yet you know, Ari is dried up. God said, what is the correlation between you drying up in pleasure and giving birth? There is nothing foolish in your head that can withstand the power of God from doing what he has said he would do. The way you are thinking, it is only just carnality and pessimism. That is just doubt is trying to defeat you, not your God. Don't limit your God. If he went over, close your eyes and jump like Captain Planet. Because, hey! How has he gone over? He said, he goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them. Are you the one destroying them? Who is destroying them? And how is he doing it? I'm on fire, God. It's an amor fire, God. I am a consuming fire. You know, when the Red Sea saw him, he was burning through the Red Sea. Red Sea now, am I talking to somebody now? Is God talking to somebody? When God shows up as a consuming fire, water will run. Mountains will run. Valleys will run. He said, I'm going ahead of you. When the enemies saw them, Bible said that they saw in the evening a pillar of fire. In the day, Kai, then their terror fell on the enemy. I like how Rahab reported it to them. He said that you people did not arrive here. The whole city was melting. When we heard what your God has done before, the whole city, you are afraid of the enemy. He's been panicking since. You have to show your face. They say cancer, show your face to the hospital. That cancer in the hospital has been panicking with, hey! I told one of my professors, I said, no human being can look at your face and reject you from today. He said, hey.
You have to carry something. You can't carry this omnipotent God inside of you and behave omni small. Omni weak. Omni error. No. Your God is very big. Is your God not big? So strong and mighty. He is gone before you as a consuming fire. Mara da 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 da. To destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. Say, God will destroy them. Bring them down before me. So shall thou drive them. So before, you see, he has done his part. Now he says that now you drive them, do them. Chee, chee, chee. That's why every Christian has a rod and a staff. Are you here with me at all? To drive. God goes to bend them, he goes to defeat them, he goes to destroy them. Your own is that you say, hey, vacate. Your own is to drive them out now. Tell somebody, drive the sickness out. Drive the poverty out. And destroy them quickly. Say, they must answer me quickly. Are you here at all? To engage the consuming fire operation of Jehovah and nature of God, one of the things is to fire yourself to connect with God. Are you here with me at all? It's not about the enemy. It's about your connection with God. Because for you to spit fire, you must be connected to the fire. Yet too many people are focusing on the devil when your focus should be on the power of God. Drink from God and face the devil. There will be no battle. Are you here with me at all? Ikuna swakua fatutu kukututuaya. Holy Ghost! Fire me today. Ikonana nakatata labada. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good. When he showed up in the Holy Ghost and with power, Bible said that, and he cast out devils, he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Demons were subjected to him because the man was carrying something. You see, as you fast, you are opening yourself up for the fire inside of you. You want to become highly inflammable. Fasting makes you what? Listen now. Highly inflammable. Who did this? So, but, you know, Bible says that he that prayed in tongues edified himself. That word edify there, if you go to the Greek, it says you charge yourself. And he goes, he said that charging is the way like a battery is charged. Yeah, it means the battery is charged because there is acid. It means your acidity level is rising. As you are praying in tongues, what your spirit could not carry before. You know, when your battery is 15%, you will hear, if it's a correct phone and you have set the charging to 90%, at 15, you will hear, bing, and then the red will be there. That's if it's correct phone, no? That is telling you that a certain volume of calls could be jeopardized if you don't do anything about it. And I'm telling you, some people, they are red light on the battery. That's why you are doing business, is doing well, brah. Because battery ne dum. Into honor battery ne mouse signal na sana. And everybody, your spirit will always give you signal. That's how God has called us to be. You will always, you see, nobody needs to prophesy to you. You now, you will know whether you see a suo, me shaha me whom do. You will know that, hey. When you humeda. Shemala Kwakata. So as you begin to pray, it's like you have now put your charger in, you are plugged in, and then when you switch on, you see that the phone, it will give you stability. You see, even the light on the phone will just pop. You see, but my steady. What in America can I say? Catch will be saying, and the days that are left with the fasting, please plug in and switch on and be steady with the fasting. You want to see God as a consuming fire? It's not when Shuya people are Shuya in and you two are Shuya in. No, kilo baga. As they are chewing Shuya, you are doing makuta. You are doing spiritual business. Ilokokoto tokada kada kada kaka. Shakala kaka kaka. And yet the dempayo, who to me bode da, glory be to God. But just say, tinahona tinanyamimu. Bible says, building yourselves up. Mokuna satala kataya. In your most holy faith. I like it. Is it in the amplifier? The amplifier? Amplifier Jude 1:20. He said, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. Most holy faith. Jude 1:20, amplified version. Building, it says that when you are building yourself, it says you are making progress. You are rising like an edifice, higher and higher. That's how you're happening. It's happening in the spirit. It says that, but you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. He said that means making progress in the spirit. He said, when you are making progress in the spirit, you rise like an edifice higher and higher. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. As you are praying, you are making progress in the spirit. You are rising like an edifice higher and higher. You are becoming like a tower, like a castle, like a high-rising building. Are you here with me at all? Kunata lakutu tulaka fatalaga ishko lavreki zotu lokuapataka. The reason why you can't see fire is because you have not made enough progress in the spirit. Last year, I had an opportunity to be in Dubai, and we went to the Burj Khalifa. I think it's the tallest building in the world. And we were there. We're just the thing has become, it's like a pyramid. We're seeing everywhere. Oh boy, everything became small. When you are at the level of the problem looks big. You go up, they look small. Tell somebody, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, and everything will shrink before you. There are some things God, we couldn't see. Like hardly will you see goat. You are too high to see that kind of goat. There are some foolishness. They are only around you because you are low. When you rise as an edifice, they will vanish. They will not be in your purview again. Fasting, praying. Don't just be starving. If you are working, hey, when your corridor be that means that some people you call in the afternoon, you will not call again. Use that time to fire small, even if it's 10 minutes. Because when you don't have electricity, when almost sunlight, now when you have 10 minutes to charge your battery, have you seen how valuable that charging is? That's what you have to do. Please rise. Everybody say happy birthday, Ajua. Happy birthday, Ma. Happy birthday. Beautiful soul. So bada 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 bada. Who is charged here? May the Lord go before you as a consuming fire. That amen didn't come out at all. I said the Lord goes before you as a consuming fire. Sabatabalakabakabakaba. Shakabakakakakakabada. Ito la mama ko shabata. Lift your hands, come on, just flow something there. Bro batali meme kosaya. Oh, yeah. Shapa papa la kapaka. Ipara na mana gada badada. Shaka pata la baka paka takata. Blessed Ada, son of David. Ooh, oh. Blessed Ada, root of Jesse. Eh. You are eminently glorious, immaculately beautiful. I can go. Ashaya, my vocabulary will fail me. Permit me to cry out. Ibao, Ibao, Aya, Ibao, Ibao. Come on, come on, come on. Don't sleep. Ibao, Iba. Let me hear you, come on. Ibao. Raise your voice, come on. Bashaka patata la ba 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 ba. Ibao.
Itala capata la capa, Send the baby, the super, the We drive away disaster. We drive away manipulation. We drive away spirits. My God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Shabbatah, the Bosama, 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 the
Willingness, Immaculately beautiful. I can go on and on, on and on, on and on. But my words are not enough. My vocabulary will fail me. Permit me to cry. Ibao, Ibao, Iba. Ay, 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 Ibao, Iba.
Be on fire.
Amen.
May your brain be on fire.
Amen.
before you. May you drive away all demons. Destroy all enemies. May you have the capacity to drive them away. And quickly let there be a testimony. Quickly let there be freedom. Quickly let there be comfort. Quickly let there be a wonder. In the name of Jesus. Child of the consuming fire.
Jesus.
From today, may you abandon a flame. May you escort. Ilakwata kalaka patalaya. From today, may you be highly inflammable.
Amen.
May you be ignited, set on fire. Balakwata talia. No manipulation, no spell.
Jesus.
No more dullness in your spirit.
Lord.
May your spirit come alive.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.